Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have a few of them, or a lot of them, and forgotten all about it. Many people have, it seems, because there's over €3 million in unclaimed prize bond prizes. The prize is not one may be as large as the lottery, but it's a way of gambling without losing any money. We're joined by the consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Afternoon, Siobhan.
Hiya, Sean.
How much is a prize bond?
Well, that depends on how much you actually want to spend. So, most people tend to go towards the 25 euro mark. That seems to be the trademark for gift certificates when people are giving out prize bonds to people. But they're available actually in units of €6.25 with a minimum purchase of 25 euro. That's the four units. But you can go right up to like 250,000 euros, which would be 40,000 units. And actually, a lot of people do think of these as a kind of investment long term. You're not going to make a massive amount of money. But I have spoken to people who have dealt within the financial circles where people would have put up to like 100,000 into prize bonds, just thinking of it as a little nest egg that they can dip into later on.
Yeah. And plus, also, is it the case that no matter when you bought them or how long you hold them for, you're still in with a chance of winning money?
That's exactly it. Yeah. So they don't expire. They've been around since 1957. So what we tend to see or hear about is a lot of people who are on wills, for example, find out that a person might have left them their state savings, their state bonds, because they will always be in date, essentially. You can always cash them in. And if they don't win in any one particular prize, they simply go into the next pot.
Right. OK. And at the moment, there's over 3 million quid in unclaimed prizes. So does that mean that they don't inform you if you've won anything?
Well, they do. They say that they're pretty good at, they will let you know if you are a prize winner. I think the problem is, Sean, and I know myself because I've gotten 25 euro of prize bonds at various times, you know, for a particular event, a birthday or something like that. And it might have been over the years when I was a poor student moving around from different addresses. So if I ever won on any of those prize bonds, I don't know, because it would have gone to the wrong address. Now, there is, you can on the website put in the number of the prize bonds and see if you're a lucky winner, and then you can kind of claim your prize that particular way. And that's the way I would tell people to do this, because so many of us will have them sitting in a cupboard or lost somewhere in the house over the years and completely forget about them. And if you have moved around for any reason, it's likely that you're not going to be notified at the old address where the prize bond was initially registered for. So simply by you have to find the prize bonds first. If you're me, get them out, look up the number and see if you were a lucky winner. And it could be you. There's so much there. As you said, there's 3.3 million worth of rewards unclaimed. That's phenomenal.
How much can you win then?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So initially it used to be up to 250,000 euro and they changed this last year. They brought it up to 500,000 euro. They have 9,000 prizes awarded every week, weekly jackpot prizes of 50,000. So that's pretty decent. Like that's your house deposit or, you know, an extension on the house or a nice holiday and save a little bit of money. So it's decent amounts of money, Sean.
Yeah.
At the end of every month, you're looking at a half a million jackpot prize. And if you think about it, you know, if you're someone who does the lotto once a week, the two lines with the plus, that's €7. And over the 4 weeks, that's €28. If you were to not put it into the lotto and put it into your prize bond, at least if you're not winning over those 4 weeks, you know that you're going into every single draw after that for as long as you want to keep that prize bond within the whole draw.
And when you cash it in then, does this accrue interest, even a tiny amount?
It does. Now, it is nominal, yeah. So if you want to think about prize bonds and the reason why many of us don't think of it as a proper investment fund. It's because the interest rates, they were 0.35%, went up to 1% last year, but they are affected by inflation. So you're not looking at a massive amount of money accrued, unless, of course, you've put it in 1957 and your 25 euro has built up ever since. But they say that in order to make a decent amount of money on something like the state savings, you'd need to be looking at a minimum of around 10,000 worth of saving. I'm not sure I'd want to put 10 grand to invest in something like prize bonds when you could talk to a financial advisor and get it into a higher paying risk fund elsewhere.
Yeah. Now, what does the government do with this money? Do they? Hopefully they don't squander it on holidays, yeah, drinks for themselves.
Well, I certainly hope not, Sean. It goes into what's called the National Debt Fund. And that's been the case since 1957. So that's kind of like a poor pot that the government can dip into if needs be. We actually saw around the time of the recession, the big economic crash in 2008, that people were finding that these state savings, these prize bonds, were actually deemed as a very safe way for people who had a tiny bit of money to just put it by. So you would have seen that national debt actually increasing as more people invested in the prize bonds. And then the money raised through interest goes towards the overall prize pot itself, and that's how they can afford to be paying out people, up to 500,000 once a month.
Now, are prize bonds the same as state savings, or is that a separate thing?
Well, they're called state savings. So you would also have different versions of other state savings that you can dip in and out of. There would be a higher return on them. The prize bonds primarily were a kind of way to allow people to put by that little bit of money for a rainy day, but also have that little bit of excitement injected by the fact that you might win a bit of money on it, and in turn build up this national debt pot. And over the years, actually, Sean, it has gained this reputation as being known as granny bonds, because they're almost synonymous with older generations seeing this as a very good way of gifting, a grandchild or one of their own children, because they're seen as a very, very safe way of putting a tiny little bit of money by and hopefully winning in the process.
And on the, if you have a copy of the them themselves, is it just a number or is there a name on it? For instance, say one of your children have one and they've just won 50 grand. Can you claim it on their behalf?
Well, you can go in onto the website itself, and then you can put in the details of the number on that particular prize bond. And then that will throw up details of, I mean, obviously you're registering on the site as well. So there will be details of the person who can make that claim. So it is the name related to that particular bond who can get the money. Now, if there were any issues, because again, I go back to people who might have come into money as a result of a will from a deceased member of the family. And quite often, if there are large prize bond funds on that, they can go through a solicitor to try and make that claim. But you can also contact the statesavings.ie website yourself and explain a situation that you need to claim something on behalf of a family member and take it from there.
Right, okay. And if you want to cash them in, is there a period of time that takes?
Well, so they say that there's a 90-day period where after you purchase a prize bond, you can't actually cash in that money. So you just wait that time out and then you can cash in and take the money. But I think what happens, Sean, and the reason why there is so much money in these prize bonds, a phenomenal amount of money, because if you think about how popular they are in Ireland, 489 million worth of sales bonds in 2023. And that was down actually from around 600 million in 2022. So, you know, when you're purchasing the bonds, you just need to make sure that you're purchasing them either for a gift for somebody, but you also know that exactly what you can do with them. You can cash them in or you can keep your money there. And as I say, for a lot of people, it is about a nominal fee that you offer up as a gift.
So get searching in your drawers first, folks. Siobhan Maguire is a consumer journalist. Siobhan, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.